的弟兄姐妹们。
So I'm using another computer, so it's like take a little bit time to get used to.
我用那个今天那个新的电脑，可能要花一点时间才能够适应。
So let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 11.
让我们翻开哥林多前书十一章。
In verse 23.
23节。
By God's grace, we'd like to continue to share upon the Lord's Supper with breaking bread.
借着神的恩典，我们继续来分享主的晚餐和擘饼。
First Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you.That the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you.Do this in remembrance of me.
祝谢了，就拨开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
In the same way, he took the cup, and also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this.As often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死只等到他来。
Verse 27. Therefore, whoever eats the bread of or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord.
27节，所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。
But a man must examine himself, and in so doing, he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。
For he who eats and drinks, eats and drinks judgment to himself if he does not judge the body rightly.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number sleep.
因此，在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死的也不少。
But if we judge ourselves rightly, we will not be judged.
我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。
But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord, so that we will not be condemned along with the world.
我们受审的时候乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
So then, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. 33.
所以我弟兄们，你们聚会吃的时候要彼此等待。
If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that you will not come together for judgment. The remaining matters I will arrange when I come.
若有人饥饿，可以在家里先吃，免得你们聚会自己取罪。
So let's have a word of prayer before we start sharing.
让我们在分享之前有一点祷告。
Father, we truly want to thank and praise you.
哇，我们真的要感谢赞美你。
Once again, on the first day of the week, you gather us to the Lord Jesus.
又一次，七日的第一次，你召聚我们到主耶稣面前。
So we can worship you by worshiping your Son.
所以我们可以借着敬拜你的儿子来敬拜你。
So we can honor you by honoring your Son, our Lord Jesus.
我们可以借着尊敬子来尊敬父。
Father, may you give us grace and mercy that today we can hear from your word your testimony for your Son, our Lord Jesus.
父啊，求你赐我们恩典怜悯，让我们今天可以从你的话中看到你对你儿子的见证。
How much you desire to reveal your Son in us.
你是何等乐意在我们里面启示你儿子。
We thank you and praise you.
感谢赞美你。
May you be with all the brothers and sisters today.
求你与众弟兄姐妹同在。
Not only at Island, but all the brothers and sisters who are called upon your name.
不光只是我们一城基督徒聚会，也是地上所有奉你名的聚集。
We pray in Jesus' holy precious name.
我们是奉主耶稣圣洁宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So today I'd like to continue to share the breaking bread.
今天我想继续来分享擘饼。
For many years, I would like to share this truth about the breaking bread.
很多年了，我非常希望愿意来分享这个擘饼的真理。
So, it is our desire to share this truth, but for many years, I couldn't find the occasion to share this, what is in my heart.
我里面一直有这个愿望，但是好像，好多机会都失去了。
But this, during this pandemic, as you think about why God gave us this, allowed this pandemic to happen in the world.
在这个疫情期间，那我们可以来思考为什么主会让这个事情发生。
So we, once again, like to review, like to meditate,on this very fundamental truth from the Lord.
我们再次想来重新来思考这个非常基要的真理。
We've shared some before, and today we'd like to share again the breaking bread.
我们上一次已经分享了，现在我们继续来分享。
And this, in the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul tells us his version of the breaking bread.
在哥林多前书第十一章，保罗告诉我们他关于擘饼的解释。
He tells us that this truth, his version of the breaking bread, actually came from the Lord himself.
他说他对擘饼的这个真理是从主耶稣直接领受的。
It's very clear, if Paul did not receive directly from the Lord himself, he would have said so.
非常清楚的，如果保罗不是直接从主领受的，他应该会告诉我们。
If he heard it from somebody else, he will let us know.
如果是从别人那里领受来的，他会告诉我们的。
So from chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 7, he tells us that.
哥林多前书第七章，他告诉我们。
So when he talk about the virgins,
当他讲到童身的时候，
Now he tells us that he did not have direct command from the Lord.
他说论到童身的人，他没有主的命令。
So in the 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 25, Now concerning virgins, I have no command of the Lord, but I gave an opinion as one who by the mercy of the Lord is trustworthy.
哥林多前书七章二十五节，论到同身的人，我没有主的命令，但我既蒙主连续能做忠心的人，就把自己的意见告诉你们。
So first of all, when we look at the Paul's version of a breaking bread, we know that he would receive directly from the Lord.
首先我们来看保罗所讲的擘饼，就是他从主耶稣直接领受的。
So for I received from the Lord, that which I also delivered to you.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的。
So that's the first point that I would like to share with the brothers and sisters.
这是我要和弟兄姐妹们分享的第一点。
And in this passage, that he says the Lord Jesus told him that after he broke the bread.
在这个经节中，主耶稣告诉他说，擘饼以后。
Lord Jesus said this, This is my body.Which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
主说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
So after supper, he took the cup and he said this.
饭后，他也照样拿起杯来说。
So this cup is the new covenant in my blood.Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
So all the meetings we have, this breaking bread meeting is very, very unique.
我们所有的聚会中，擘饼聚会是非常独特的一个。
Among all Christian meetings, these meetings, Lord Jesus instituted for himself, by himself.
在所有的聚会中，只有这一个聚会是主耶稣自己设立，也是为他自己设立的。
All other meetings is for our benefit, for our spiritual growth.
谁的聚会都是为了我们的好处，为我们的灵里的成长。
But this meeting is by the Lord Jesus and for the Lord Jesus and should be towards the Lord Jesus when we worship at the breaking bread.
当我们在擘饼聚会中敬拜的时候，这个擘饼是主耶稣自己设立的，是为他设立的，也是向着他的。
And so, when we come to the breaking bread, this breaking bread should be the center of our Lord's Day worship.
当我们来到饼杯面前的时候，这个擘饼应该是主日所有聚会的个中心。
This is a worship service, the breaking bread.
擘饼是一个敬拜的服饰。
Unfortunately, Protestant churches that they put the message at the center of the worship.
不幸的是，根正教他们的聚会，他们把信息放在擘饼中间。
So when people talk about worship Sunday, they talk about singing and listen to messages.
当他们主日敬拜的时候，他们讲的就是唱歌、唱诗和听信息。
So young people, their culture so words become words. Right? Their worship means singing. The singing contemporary Christian music with the drums, the trumpets, all the instruments.
年轻的一代更是这样，他们的聚会就变成了唱歌了。就是唱那个流行歌曲，打鼓敲锣。
So if you go to Christian revival meetings, you cannot distinguish it outsider from any other pop music. What is called it? The place you want to go in person.
所以这个教会就成了跟世界一样了，好像都是流行音乐。在那里操作。
Yeah, because we lost the truth about what Lord's Day, the first day of the Lord, what is the center of that day.
这个我们就失去了这个真理，关于主耶稣在主日，主耶稣主日，七日的第一日，到底它的中心应该。
So Lord's Day, the center is Lord Jesus.
主日的中心就是主耶稣自己。
And the breaking bread is the center of our worship.
擘饼就是我们敬拜的中心。
And he said, "Is my body very significant?" Is my blood is very significant.
那你说的是我的血，是我的杯，这个是非常明确的。
It's not just symbolic.
它不只是一个象征性的。
With faith, that we know that the body, we are entered into the spiritual reality. That is that it is.The body of Christ broken for us, and it is the cup. The cup, what is in the cup, is the covenant in the blood of Lord Jesus.
借着信，我们进入了那个真理的属灵的真理，知道这个饼是主耶稣为我们擘开的身体，杯是主耶稣所流的立约的血。
Protestant churches, the doctrine.Is that the breaking bread, the cup and bread, actually, they are just symbols. They are just representative. But they are just the symbols.
跟正教的他那个教义里面所说的饼杯所指的就是一个代表性的一个表记之物。
So it is,Because of just a symbol, so it's not as important as messages.
所以因为它只是一个象征性的，所以他们认为这个不能和跟信息相比不重要，信息更重要。
So, Protestant churches, they have breaking bread maybe once a month.
所以跟正教教会经常是一个月才一次擘饼。
Or quarterly, the once in 3 months.
或者是每个季度大概三个月一次。
Or even once a year.
甚至一年一次。
They become ritual. They become a ritual.
Ritual.
Become a 仪式。
他们就成了一个仪式。
So, but Lord here says he used the word is. The bread is my body. The cup is the new covenant in my blood.
但主在这地方用的是他的本体，他说。这个血就是我立约的血。
So it is a lot more than just a symbol.
这远远超越了它只是个象征性的。
Maybe 100 times, 1,000 times more than just symbol.
没准比大概有100倍都比那个象征性的都要重。
We know that the Catholic Church, they have the doctrine of transubstantiation.
我们知道天主教他们有一个教义就是实体化。
He said, as a blessing, after blessing, the bread and the cup physically became the body of Christ and the blood of Christ.
他说这个饼杯被祝福以后，这个饼和杯就真的变成了物质发生了转变，变成了真的是主的身体，是主的血，是物质上相同。
But we believe,that Protestant believe these are all just a symbol, so symbolic.
跟正教认为这个饼杯只是象征性的。
But in the Word of God, we can see very clearly, Lord Jesus used the word is, so it's very significant.
但我从神的话里面，他就是用的是，就是说他就是。是非常清楚明白的。
So by faith, in faith, as we take this bread and cup, it became a spiritual reality that we are eating and drinking the Lord Jesus.
在信心里面，当我们领受领饼杯的时候，我们就进入了一个属灵的实际，我们就是吃主的身体，喝主的血。
It's like a baptism.
就像受浸。
We know that、without faith, you can be baptized 100 times, but you will not be saved. There's、nothing to do with the salvation.
我们知道，如果你不相信的话，不管你就是受浸100次，你也不会得救的。
But with faith, with obedience, when you are baptized, thenSalvation will come to you, become a reality to you.
但是因着信，这个受洗就成了一个属灵的实际。
Without faith, baptism water is just the water, just pool of water.
如果没有信的话，那个受浸就是往身上浇水。
So this is the several points I'd like to mention、before we go on to the main subject.
这是我要讲到我们主题之前几个点。
And our main subject, that is、at the, from 27, the verse 27.
我讲的主题是从哥林多前书11章从27节开始。
I'd like to start with the obstacles that many Christians encounter when we are、talking about the breaking bread.
我想、来谈几个难处、难处就是我们基督徒在领饼杯时、对于饼杯的几个误区。
Now, first obstacle、is that for many Christians that they're afraid of coming to the breaking bread because they thought、if we have our sins unforgiven and we come to the breaking bread, then we will be judged by God.
很多基督徒他们害怕来剥饼，因为他们认为他们有的罪没还没有被赦免，他如果要来到饼杯面前的话，会被神审判的。
These brothers and sisters fail to understand the sin here mentioned by Paul is very particular.
这些基督徒他们 不知道果罗在这里所说的罪是个非常特殊的罪。
So for those Christians who don't understand the meaning of sin here, so there are the two results.
对那些他不明白这里所说的罪到底指什么，就带来两个结果。
Now first, some Christians just don't attend breaking bread.
第一个就是有的基督徒就他们就不参加擘饼聚会了。
Due to the fear of the judgment.
因为害怕被审判。
We are sinners by nature, so how can we not have sin any time?
我们本身就是罪人，怎么可能我们任何时候都没有罪呢？
We have these unknown sins, so we come to the Lord without repenting, then we'll be judged.
我们这些还有一些不知道的罪，显而未现的罪，当我们来到主面前是会被审判的。
So it's just might as well avoid breaking bread altogether.
所以呢，就避免，因为这些原因就不参加擘饼聚会了。
A second group of brothers and sisters, they come to breaking bread, fear of the judgment, so they turn to breaking bread as repentant revival meeting.
另外一组的基督徒他们来到饼杯面前，他们把那个擘饼聚会转变成那个悔改的一个聚会了。
So they, during the communion, during the breaking bread, they confess their sins, they ask for the forgiveness from the Lord, because they're afraid of being judged, by the Lord, if they have sins, on them without confessing and repenting.
所以他们来到饼杯面前就认罪。求神主耶稣的悔改，主耶稣赦免。然后因为他们害怕，因为他们身上是有罪的，所以他们就害怕被主审判。
We know that we are sinner by nature.
我们就是本性上就是罪的。
And we cannot be without sin any moment in the sight of God.
我们在神的眼前，在神的眼里，不可能什么时候都是无罪的。
Confess it or not? Whether we confess it or not. So, if we, Holy Spirit, bring the sins we committed, so we of course need to confess and repent.Of the sins.
如果圣灵提醒我们所犯的罪的话，当然我们需要来认罪悔改。
And we should deal with that as Holy Spirit revealed it to us, and we should confess that before we come to the breaking bread.
当圣灵向我们提示我们里面的罪，显明我们里面的罪，我们当然是要来认罪悔改，再来参加擘饼聚会。
The work of the Holy Spirit, when He revealed the sin to us that we need to repent and confess, it is very particular to the sins we committed.
圣灵向我们显明我们所犯的罪，我们来认罪悔改，这个一般都是是非常具体的，他会提醒我们。
I remember a young believer who grew up.I think he grew up from a Christian family.
我记得有一个年轻人，一个信徒，他是在一个基督家庭长大的。
And when he was in early 20s, we met.
在二零年的时候。
He was in 20s, early 20s.
和他遇见的时候，大概他在二十
开头出头。
And I was very interested at the time, about the Christians growing up in a Christian family.
那个时候我非常好奇，想了解那些在基督徒家庭里面成长的孩子。
To me, as what a blessing, what a grace, these people who, with the grace of God, born to a Christian family and raised, by Christian parents.
我是想他们是多么的有恩典被祝福，因为他们是在一个基督徒的家庭里被抚养长大的。
Because when I believed in the Lord, I was 24. I will be, I said, had I believed in the Lord earlier, I'll be a lot better.
我大概，我是在24岁信主的，那时候我就想，我要是早一点信就更好了。
And I asked him, I said, what do you do every day? He said, I asked him, what is the spiritual pursuit every day? Did he have a devotion? How much did he know about the Word of God, etc.?
我就问他，你每天都做什么呀？你有没有属灵的追求啊？你有。你对神的话有什么认识吗？
And he said, every night, before he go to bed, he will pray a prayer.
他说，每天晚上，我睡觉之前都会，祷告的。
He thanked the Lord and asked the Lord to forgive all his sins.
他感谢主，求主赦免他一切的罪。
And then he will say Amen and go to bed.
然后他就说 Amen， 然后就睡觉了。
So maybe many Christians like that.
可能大多数基督徒都像这样。
Become a ritual, become the thing they do.
变成了一个仪式，一个教条。
So, but when Holy Spirit reveals sin to us, it's very particular sins that we committed that He asks us to repent.
但圣灵向我们，显明我们里面的罪的话，这个罪是非常是具体的、特质的。
And so, in this, I think one of the major obstacles for many Christians. They're afraid of they coming to the breaking bread, still have sin on them. No, the known sin or unknown sin, mostly the unknown sins, and they are afraid of to be judged.
我认为一个最大的一个难处，一个障碍，就是很多基督徒不敢来到顶边面前，是因为他们认为他们身上有罪，包括是显明的还是还未显明的，他们是很怕。尤其是那些未显明的，他们很怕被审判。
And here, Paul says this sin mentioned here is a very particular sin. It's not wide scope.
保罗在这里提到的罪是非常特殊的一个罪，不是那个大范围的罪。
And that this sin he mentioned here.That it is only can be committed during the breaking bread. If outside the breaking bread, you cannot commit the sin.
这里保罗提到的罪是只能在擘饼的时候才犯的。擘饼之外，你不可能犯这个罪。
The sin mentioned here is that 28 said a man must examine himself.And in so doing, he to eat the bread and drink of the cup.
跟那个前书十一章二十八节，人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼和这杯。
So in 27, he says, therefore, whoever eats the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the blood, the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus.
二十七节。所以无论何人不安理吃主的饼喝主的杯 就是干饭煮的身煮的血了。
So here is about very particular thing during the breaking bread is the to take the bread, the bread and cup in a worthy manner.
这里指的这个罪提到的这个特殊的罪是指不安理吃主的饼和主的杯。
So if particularly mentioned that those who know the bread and cup, bread is broken body of the Lord Jesus, cup is his covenant for covenant in his blood, and come to the meeting and in the unworthy manner to take the bread and cup.
但是这个罪是指那些他人他不知道饼是主的身体杯是主立约的血他们就来到擘饼聚会了然后那样会干饭。
We know that Christians at the Corinthians, they knew that the, what the broken bread is, that the bread broken is body of Christ, and the cup is blood of Lord Jesus for the new covenant.
这些哥林多教会的这些基督徒，他们来擘饼之前，他们是知道饼是主的身体，杯是主的血。
But they performed it in an unworthy manner.
但是呢，他们不按理吃主的饼和主的杯。
That's the sin mentioned here. Very particular.
那是这里所指的罪，是非常特殊特指的。
You cannot commit this sin outside of a breaking bread.
你不可能在擘饼之外犯这样的罪。
So this is very part. It's like a sin of sin, a blasphemy against Holy Spirit.
这就有点像那个亵渎圣灵的罪。
Remember the Lord Jesus said, "Anyone who blasphemes the Son of God, Son of Man, can be forgiven, but anyone who blasphemes against Holy Spirit shall never be forgiven."
接着主耶稣说。干说话冒犯干犯神子的还可得赦免但是亵渎圣灵的总不得赦免
When the many Christians after they believe in the Lord they are afraid of that sin committing this sin
有很多基督徒他们来到饼饼面前非常害怕 犯这个罪
So but remember that theIf you are concerned about if you sin against the Holy Spirit or not, that means you didn't commit this sin. Because blaspheming against Holy Spirit you will not be saved in the first place. The work of Holy Spirit will not be in you and bring you to the salvation.So, if you are Christians and you worry about committing the sin of blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, that means you didn't commit this sin.
如果你要是亵渎圣灵的话，圣灵就不会在你里面做工，你就不会不会得救的。你如果有觉得你在亵渎圣灵的话，其实你没有犯罪。
So if you sin against the Holy Spirit, then you will not be concerned with sinning against the Holy Spirit. So you'll be fine. Whenever Christians come to me, worry about if he or she commit this sin of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit or not. I always tell them that the very fact that you are concerning about whether you committed the sin or not means that you didn't commit the sin.
很多人来到我面前他们担心是不是亵渎圣灵了我就告诉他们如果他们担忧他们会为这个亵渎圣灵担忧的话他们其实是没有犯这个罪的
very particular sin mentioned there. So here also is very particular sin.
这样，这里提到的这个非常特殊的罪。
So Francis, God knows that we are sinners. God knows our sins more than we do.
弟兄姐妹们，神知道我们是罪人，他比我们更了解我们，知道我们的罪。
So God wants to encourage us to attend the breaking bread and have communion with the Lord Jesus. This is the highest honor and privilege.
所以我们是被要鼓励来参加薄饼聚会的，可以和主耶稣有交通，这是一个非常大的一个特权。
So we just need to conduct acknowledge that the bread and cup by faith is the body of Christ, is the blood of Lord Jesus we are taking.
我们只不过所要做的就是承认这个饼是主的身体，杯是主的血。
And take it in a worthy manner.
按理吃它，吃饼喝杯。
Sometimes, when we are doing the breaking bread, right, after we took a cup, some parents give their cup to their children to play. I think that's not the worthy manner.
有的时候我们薄饼的时候，拿到杯以后，有的父母呢就把这个杯给孩子们玩，这个不是按理的。
So we need to really careful when we come to the Lord, we are with the joy. We should be joyful, but also that joyful should be to have this fear combined together, the fear of the Lord.
所以我们来到主面前要非常小心，我们要带着一个喜乐的心，也带着一个敬畏的心，这是喜乐同时来到主面前。
So Christian joy always combined, should be combined with the fear.
基督徒的喜乐总是和敬畏 联系在一起的。
So, in the, we know that this is a very important Psalm, second Psalm, maybe help us to understand this part, Psalm 2.
诗篇第二篇的一些
Psalm 2, there's a phrase that I think they can tell us that, Psalm number 2, verse 11, worship the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
诗篇第二篇十一节，当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战惊而快乐。
When he speaks of those kings, they come to you, the Lord, we can worship the Lord with the fear of reverence and rejoice with trembling.
这里是指那个王，他来到神的面前。
If with only the joy, then without fear, then we will conduct it in an unworthy manner.
如果我们只是快乐不敬畏的话，我们常常是被会不合适的。
And she like what the Corinthians has done.
这就是哥林多教会的哥林多教会所做的。
They enjoy too much and come to the meeting drunk.
他们太享受了，醉酒来到教会。
Without the fear of the Lord, that's why they went overboard.
他们没有敬畏主，他们过头了。
So here, the first I will talk about the nature of sin, and the second in this paragraph, tell about the warning, 28. So this paragraph from 27 to 32, we can have this five verses, have five titles we can give it. First one, 27, is the nature of the sin, scope of the sin we just mentioned. And then now, 28, we talk about our responsibility. So when we come to the breaking bread, what we must do. And then 29, talk about warning. 30 is the judgment. And 31, 32 is encouragement. So we already mentioned the first point in 27, that is the nature of scope of sin. We mentioned that it is very particular. It's not about any other sins. It's just about, it's one particular sin of recognize the bread and cup as body of Christ, and also that conducted in a worthy manner.
我们刚刚读的哥林多前书11章从27到32节里面有五点。第一，27节提到的是什么性，罪的这个本性和它的范畴，它是指特指，就像我们刚刚提到的，它是一种特指的罪，不是别的罪，是指不分辨主的身体的罪，不按理吃主的罪。那28节呢，是讲到我们的责任，应该要怎么做，我们自己应该怎么做。29节是讲到一个对我们的一个警告，30节是讲到审判，31到32节是讲到鼓励。
So in the 28 talk about our responsibility is about a man must examine himself, and in so doing he is to eat the bread and drink of the cup。
28节是讲到我们在不平聚会中的所要做的责任是什么，就是人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯。
So what is to be examined? What do we need to examine?
要省察什么呢？
So what do we need to examine? It's in the 29 says, he who eats or drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly.
28节提到说我们到底要省察什么呢？那他的答案就在29节，就是要分辨是主的身体，然后才能吃喝。
Yeah, it's not about examining all our sins.All our other sins, it is to examine that what we're taking is the body of Christ, is the blood of the Lord Jesus.
这个不是来审查我们所有的罪，也不是审查别的罪，是审查我们自己是不是承认这是主的身体，主的血。
So that's what it is, says, our responsibility, right? And conduct in a worthy manner.
这就是我们所要做的事情，这就是按理吃饼喝杯。
And 29 is warning.
29节讲的是这个警告。
If we don't do that, if we don't examine, if we don't judge it is the body of Christ we're handling,then we are eat and drink the judgment to ourselves.
这是一个警告说若不分辨是主的身体就是吃喝自己的罪了。
Now what is the judgment? Then the next verse tells us what judgment is. That's our fourth point.
第四点就接下来30节就讲到
这个审判到底是什么样的审判。
For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and the number sleep.
在你们中间有好些软弱的，有患病的，死的也不少。
Because they conducted the meeting, the breaking of bread, in an unworthy manner, so judgment already has already come upon them.
因为他们没有按理吃饼喝杯，这个审判已经临到他们了。
So this is judgment come without warning.
这个审判是没有事先警告的。
Because the judgment has already come upon them.
因为审判已经临到他们了。
So that some of them are weak, as a result of judgment. Some of them are sick.As a result of judgment, and some of them actually died as a result of judgment.
软弱是审判的结果，患病也审判，也是审判的结果，有的人死的也是审判的结果。
So we know the Bible has a few instances of judgment without warning.
我们知道圣经里面有几处就讲到神的审判，在审判之前没有。通知没有警告。
So you can think about that and the fellowship and meditate on that. What other instances of judgment of God it came upon us without warning, came upon person without warning?
你们可以思想，可以交通，可以默想圣经里面的有几处神的审判临到了，但是没有事先警告。
I'm talking about the people of God, judgment to people of God. So we know that God is merciful. He always warn us over again before he executes his judgment. But there are some instances that judgment comes without warning.
我们知道神是怜悯的，他总是一而再再而三的警告，然后才执行。但是圣经中确实是有一些场合是没有警告就审判就临到了。
So after one sister now learn about this, we feel very discouraged. So the word of God wants to encourage us. As long as we conduct it right, it's not a difficult thing to do. It's not a difficult thing to do.So it's not about all the sins we committed or any other sins. It's just one particular sin, right? And it's very easy to avoid, right? As long as we have fear of the Lord. And so God wants us to be joyful as we have fellowship with the Christ, with the Lord Jesus at the breaking bread. So he wants to encourage us.
当弟兄姐妹们很可能会有一些信心受阻，因为罪的原因，但是这地方其实神是鼓励我们，就鼓励我们来参加这个擘饼聚会，这个也是不是一个难办的事情，因为它不是这个罪，不是所有的罪，也不是任何别的罪，它只是一个特指的一个罪，是。所以我们只要承认按理吃饼喝杯，承认饼杯是主的身体主的血，然后呢我们带着敬畏的心来到神的面前来擘饼，因为带着喜乐的心然后和神交通，是主鼓励我们的。
So he encourages, God encourages, butIf we judge ourselves rightly, we will not be judged.
所以主鼓励我们说，我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。
So it's a not difficult thing to do. We know if we know the fear of the Lord, it's not difficult to do. And then 32 says, but when we are judged, just in case we're judged,We should not be discouraged as well. So we are disciplined by the Lord. The judgment also has different nature, right, for children of God. So we are disciplined by the Lord so that we will not be condemned along with the world.
这地方讲是鼓励我们，神鼓励我们来参加这个波饼聚会，这样带着敬畏的心，即使这个三十一节说，先分辨自己不至于受审。三十二节又提到说，我们即使受审，也是被主自己惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪，是跟世人不一样的。
So now let's go to the very practical part, so for the breaking of bread.
让我们来下面再来看波饼的实际应用。
So I'd like to share something that's very practical as we come together for breaking bread. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention the obstacle number two. That's another obstacle.That's number two. We're out right of time, so we need to have a third installment for sharing the thing, right? We go too slow. Yes, there's a second obstacle. The obstacle, second obstacle we need to mention before we go to the practical part.
对不起，因为时间的关系，我们可能还需要第三次来分享，下次还在分享。我现在要来先来讲那个第二个难处。
Second part is that this meeting is very exclusive.
第二个难处就是说，这个波饼聚会是非常特有的。
It's exclusive in a sense. It is for the Lord alone.
这个是特别专门为主耶稣自己的。
In order to help us to understand exclusiveness, last time we went through this Trinity, the doctrine of Trinity.
为了明白这个这是专门为主特指的波饼，我们讲到三位一体。
Because we believe triune God, we don't believe just one God, right? One person. That's not what we believe.
我们相信的神不是就是一个神，他确实是一个神，但是有三个位格。
We believe in one God in three persons, very distinct persons.
我们相信一个神有三个不同的位格。
If we only believe in one God, then we are like a Jews or Muslim. They all believe in one God.
如果我们只相信一个神，那我们就像犹太教或者是穆斯林一样，他们是相信的一个神。
So, but in our consciousness, right, in our Christian, we need to develop this three persons in Godhead.
作为基督徒来说，我们里面应该有明白。一个神是有三个位格的。
When I hear the brothers and sisters pray, often we don't have that distinct awareness, Father and Son.
我们弟兄姐妹们祷告的时候，我们经常里面没有真正的区分到底是神还是子。
But we need to gradually develop this sense. Otherwise, we're like a Jews. We believe in like a Jews and Muslim.
我们这里面应该慢慢的就会应该对这个有一个分辨，要不然我们就像犹太教和穆斯林一样。
When we pray to Father, then we pray to Father. When we pray to Lord Jesus, we pray to Lord Jesus.
当我们向父祷告的时候，就向父祷告；需要向主祷告的时候，就向主祷告。
Sometimes we pray to Father. I heard that you died on the cross to shed your blood. The Father didn't die on the cross for us. Father didn't shed the blood.
有的时候听到有人说， 父啊，谢谢你为我死在十字架上，为我流血。父没有死在十字架上，也没有流血。
It is the second person of Godhead. He had a human name called Jesus.
是神位格中的第二位子神，他有一个人的名字叫耶稣。
Bible tells you very clearly when Lord Jesus died on the cross, the Lord Jesus cried out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
圣经清楚地告诉我们，主耶稣死在十字架上的时候，他说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
So for Christians, we are very unique. We have to understand this.Trinity in a consciousness.
对我们基督徒来说，我们在我们的里面应该很清楚的明白是我们的神是三位一体的神。
So on the cross, Father, because of Lord Jesus, bore all the sins of the world, Bible tells us, and in the prophecy in Isaiah tells us that,God had to forsake the Lord on the cross because God is holy. Father God is holy.
以赛亚书提到在十字架上神主担当了我们一切的罪，因为要满足父神公义的要求，因为神是圣洁的。
When the Bible tells us thatWe pray to the Father. Bible also tells us Christians pray to the Lord Jesus.
圣经里面有讲，告诉我们有的是向父祷告的，也有的向主祷告的。
And in Acts 7,
使徒行传第七章。
And when Timothy, Stephen,was martyred, at the point of martyred, Bible tells us this.
在使徒行传第七章，当斯提凡被殉道的时候，圣经告诉我们。
The Jews dragged him out of the city, and they started to stone him.
I'm sorry, which verse? 哪一节？
Acts 7. I haven't told the verse yet. Acts 7:59. They went on stoning Stephen, and he called on the Lord and said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit."
使徒行传七章五十九节，他们正用石头打的时候，斯提凡呼吁主说，求主耶稣接收我的圣，接收我的灵魂。
So he called on the Lord and said, "The Lord Jesus receive my spirit." So he saw Lord Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and he prayed to the Lord Jesus.
斯蒂凡他是呼吁主，说求主耶稣接受我的圣灵，因为他看见主站起来在父子右边，他看见主了。
And then in Acts 9:14.
使徒行传九章十四节
He said that here he has authority from the chief priest. This is Ananias when Lord revealed to him that asked Ananias to go to anoint Paul. Paul was blind. He met the Lord and he was fasting and praying. And Ananias told the Lord 14. So,And here he, means Paul, has authority from the chief priest to find all who call on your name. And the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen vessel to bear my name before the Gentile kings and sons of Israel. This Lord is the Lord Jesus.
使徒行传九章十四十五节讲到，并且他在这里有从祭司长得来的权柄捆绑一切求告你名的人。主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王 并在以色列人面前宣扬我的名。这地方是主，是指的是主。
Paul, the reason why Paul was so against the Lord Jesus and Christians because they called upon the name of Lord Jesus. If they called upon the Father and God, I mean, Paul would not bother with them.
Yes. 保罗就特别反对那些求告主名的人。如果那些人要求告父啊或别的，保罗也不会这么逼迫他。
Verse 21 said, all those hearing him continued to be amazed and were saying, is this not he who in Jerusalem destroyed those who called on this name and who had come here for the purpose of bringing them bound before the chief priests?
21节，凡听见的人都惊奇说，在耶路撒冷残害求告这名的不是这人吗？并且他到这里来特要捆绑他们带到祭司。
So here he says, mentioned that those who call on this name is the name of Jesus, meaning they are praying to the Lord Jesus, like Stephen.
这里提到的他是求告这名，就求主，求告主名，这是证明他们是在向主祷告，就像斯蒂凡一样。
So we see that the Lord Jesus prayed, he prayed to the Father.And Paul's letters, in the official letters, he always mentioned that he prayed to the Father. He mentioned Father God.
我们看见经里面主耶稣祷告的对象也是父，保罗在保罗书信中也是在向父祷告。
And he also mentioned Lord Jesus, but he make it very clear. Right? The Father of Lord Jesus.
这地方也向父祷告，他也是非常清楚的是主耶稣基督的父神。
So here when the Lord Jesus says remember me, he did not say with reverence, I have to say that with fear of God, he did not say in remembrance of the Father, in remembrance of my father.
所以说对门徒说为的是波比是为的纪念我，他没有说纪念我的父或者纪念父。
So we know that this breaking bread is very, very exclusive to the Lord Jesus.
我们知道这个波比是单独特别为主耶稣的。
In any other occasions, we can pray to the Father, we can pray to the Lord Jesus. Not a problem, right? It's not a problem.
在别的情况下，我们可以向主祷告，向父祷告，都没关系。
But during the communion, during the breaking bread, we should very exclusively pray to the Lord Jesus. That's why he said, in remembrance of me.He's the one who died on the cross, suffered for us.
所以在擘饼的时候，我们祷告的对象应该是单单的对着主耶稣，因为只有他为我们死在十字架上，为我们受苦。
So now let's just move to you the practical part.
现在我们再来。谈到那个实际的应用。
The first thing is that things when we pray, when we pick a hymns, the topics to avoid.
第一件事我想提到的，当我们在选诗歌的时候，有哪些需要避免的？
We should avoid the.Pray for repentance. That should be done prior coming to the breaking bread.
首先我们要避免为悔改来祷告，因为悔改应该在擘饼之前就应该结束了。
We should focus on give thanksgiving to the Lord Jesus for salvation he has already done, for the forgiveness we have already received.
我们应该单单的 关注在主的身上，为着他的救恩，为着他赦免我们的罪。
And also, we should not, during breaking bread, reflecting on the messages.
还有一点就是我们在擘饼的时候不要反思信息的内容。
Because our arrangement message comes before the breaking bread, and many brown sisters during the breaking bread pray to reflect on the messages.
因为我们信息是在擘饼之前，所以在擘饼的时候很多人就反思信息里面的内容。
I often felt that we all need a good message, right? It's, pray for the repentance and reflecting on a good message. These are all noble things, all noble prayers we should do, but not at the breaking bread.
我们知道这个为悔改祷告，为别的祷告，这些都是很高贵、很尊贵的祷告，但是它不适合在擘饼聚会中。
You know, we used to have a breaking bread in the first meeting.
我们过去曾经是擘饼在信息之前的。
So, I think that often think that the enemy of the good is the bad, right? We all know that. The opposite of good is bad.
我们通常知道的就是好的反面是坏。
But the enemy or opposite to the best, what is that? To the blank. The enemy or the opposite to the best is good.
但是最好的敌人或者他的反面是好，常常拦阻人要更好，要最好。
Yeah, so we just need to really, Lord is expecting us to remember Him. It's like parents went on a long trip and finally come back home. And mother, especially mother, well, we ask her children,have you missed me when I was gone?
主期待我们纪念他，就有点像父母外出旅行，然后回到家，父母嘛，尤其是妈妈会问孩子们说，我们不在的时候，你想不想念我吗？
And then second thing that we should avoid is that.We should avoid address to the Father. I have to say this under the blood of Lord Jesus. We should, during the breaking bread, should avoid addressing to the Father. And Father will not be offended.
第二件事要避免的就是向父祷告。赞扬主的宝血遮蔽我。我们在擘饼的时候应该是单单向主的，父不会嫉妒的。
If we pray to the Father, it's not a bad thing. Again, but that not fitting to the breaking bread. Breaking bread, then we take a breaking bread as any other meeting, right?
当然我们向父祷告不是一个坏事情，但是不适合在擘饼聚会中。
So, we know that our Lord Jesus says that Father's job is to draw us to Christ. So if we pray to Christ only, Father is pleased.
耶稣告诉我们，父的工作就是把我们带到基督的面前。如果我们来到基督的面前的时候，父的心是喜悦的。
So Lord Jesus says, no one can come to me except the Father who sent me draws him.
所以说没有人，若不是差我来的父吸引人，没有人能到我这里来。
And the positive things that we need to focus on is we need to meditate on the things about the Lord Jesus in the Word of God. The Bible has many of them. His salvation, we focus on thanksgiving and praises for Lord Jesus has accomplished his salvation. Because here says, we display his death process, right? It is his death for salvation.
我们现在正面的我们要注意的事项就是我们要注意到神的话语，神的话里面告诉我们的一些要注重在主的救恩，要感谢赞美主在十字架上所为我们所成就的。
All meetings have its purpose, have their purpose. We have many meetings. All meetings have their own purposes.
我们有很多的聚会，所有的聚会都有它特别的目的。
And there's a spirit for each meeting.
在每个聚会里面都有灵的。
So we need to really focus on the purpose for all these different meetings.
我们真的要就来注意不同的聚会，不同有不同的目的。
So in the breaking bread, we need to focus on praising, give thanks for the Lord, Lord Jesus, what he has done.
在多饼聚会中，我们就是来感谢赞美主耶稣，主耶稣感谢赞美他为我们所做的。
Not for the sins I committed in the past, not for this, pray for the revival in our midst.
不是为了我们过去所犯的罪来认罪，也不是为了我在我们中间的复兴来祷告。
It's very simple. Just respond to Lord Jesus' love. To say thank you. That's all that it takes.
非常简单。就是对主的回应，说我爱你，主。
And thank him.
感谢他。
And also, the last point is that, and there's a hymn. There's a hymn has arranged in the, I don't have time, maybe I'll take up another whole message, but maybe after meeting, I'll just go through this hymn book. Hymn book actually arranged based on the theme.So it has some part of the hymn they arrange for particularly to praise and thank the Lord Jesus.
最后一点我就讲到了那个选诗歌，诗歌它是按照标题来列都按照标题来列。
We used to have an insert in the hymn book.Sometimes, right now I think they're all lost. Those inserts about the hymns suitable for, at the breaking bread.
我们原来有一张夹着一张纸，这个一张纸里面就讲我们在擘饼的时候应该选哪些歌曲。
And when we were young, we are very zealous for guarding God's truth.
我们年轻的时候，我们是为神的真理大发热心。
We will stop in the middle if a brother sister pick up the hymn that not suitable for breaking bread, or they offer prayer not suitable for breaking bread.
当我们那时候年轻的时候，有些当你看到听到有些弟兄选的诗歌不适合擘饼，或者他们的祷告不适合擘饼的话，我们就阻止他们。
But the benefit is brother and sister, we all learn this breaking bread very soon, but also side effect is people get hurt.
好处是弟兄姐妹们就很快的就学会了这个擘饼应该有什么方式，但是有的人就受伤了。
So later we decided not to do so.
后来我们就决定不这样做了。
So I'd like to, last time, so as we close, I would like to mention a brother's testimony.
最后我想来提到一个弟兄的见证。
This is a elderly brother, Lin. I think young people, even young people, many young people still remember this brother. He already passed, and now in the glory with the Lord.
有一位年长的弟兄，姓林，林弟兄他现在已经在主，和荣耀的主在一起了。
When he was in our midst, he often when it was his turn to lead the breaking bread.
那时候，当是他轮到他来带领擘饼的时候
，he always stood up after the breaking bread.
擘饼之后总是站起来。
He will say the following every time.
他每次都会说下面的话。
All other meetings Christians have on earth will one day pass away.
地上所有基督徒的聚会有一天都成为过去的。
Because they are all for our spiritual benefits andAt the coming of the Lord Jesus, they all disappear.
因为他们都是为我们属灵成长的好处。当主再来的时候，这所有的都不用不需要了。
Except one meeting, this one and only meeting that will survive and they will continue in eternity.
唯一存留下来的就是而且。直到永恒的就是
It is the breaking bread.
就是擘饼聚会。
All other meetings will fulfill their purposes, but only breaking bread will last.
所有地上别的聚会都完成了他的使命，但是擘饼聚会存到永永远远。
Remember, Lord Jesus says,
记得主耶
稣说, I greatly desire to break the bread with you in the kingdom.
我非常期待在主神的国里和你们一起擘饼。
So Lord Jesus is expecting to break bread with us now.
现在主耶稣就在期待将来和我们现在主要是就是期待和我们一起擘饼。
So when he comes, and we'll have break bread with him. I think maybe the first day, if not the first day.
当他来的时候，我们就和他一同擘饼。第一天。
Yeah, first day when we meet him in the air, we're gonna have a breaking bread.
在第一天我们在空中与他相遇的时候，我们就和他一同擘饼。
May the Lord bless His own word. Let's have a word of prayer.
愿主祝福他的话语，让我们有些祷告。
Father, we thank you for bringing us to the Lord Jesus to hear what you have said for the Lord.
父神啊，谢谢你帮我们带到主的面前。听到你对我们说的话。
How you desire to reveal to us your Son, our Lord Jesus.
你是何等的期待我们都来认识你的主，你的儿子。
Every Lord's Day, we are invited by you to look upon our Lord Jesus, your Son.
每个主日，我们都被你邀请。来注视我们的主耶稣基督。
We thank and praise you.
我们感谢赞美你。
In Jesus' holy precious name, we pray.
奉主圣洁宝贵的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.